Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Mike Motes, who declared his intention to run for Marion County Board of Supervisors. Well, there's going to be an open spot on the Board of Supervisors coming up in the next election. Why do you want to join, and what was your decision to run for this open spot?
Well, I've had an interest in the county supervisors ever since I was a teacher, and it just wasn't practical to even think about serving our county that way when you have a teacher schedule. Now that I farm, my schedule is a lot more flexible, and I'd always thought of this as a retirement type way of giving back to the community, but I thought, you know, why wait till retirement? I think I'm prepared and ready to serve now.
What goes into that decision? You talked about being prepared to serve now. Why do you think you're qualified for this position?
Well, I've had a lot of experience. As a farmer, you learn a lot about, you know, about the county, about the needs of the people within the rural community, and how the county can help support that. As a teacher, I've gotten to know a lot of people in the 18 years that I served here in Marion County, both at Twin Cedars and at Knoxville. I got to know a lot of people, and I've just had a lot of experience with them. Probably the most important thing that I feel that I'm prepared to is to be a leader. You know, I've always been kind of, I guess I felt like I was a leader in almost everything that I've been involved in. Serving on the school board here in Knoxville, I think that experience played a lot into helping me feel more confident that I'm prepared and ready to step up and serve our county.
What are you going to take from being a teacher, both at Twin Cedars and Knoxville, and then on the school board for Knoxville? What are you going to take from those two positions and hope to bring to the Board of Supervisors?
Probably first and foremost will be the relationships that I have with people within our county, people that I feel comfortable reaching out to if I need to get information about things that are going on or that aren't happening. Also, people that will feel comfortable reaching out to me if they need to voice some concern or issues. So that's probably the number one thing is all of those relationships that I have, but also the ability to make data-driven decisions. I think it's important to gather all of the information pertaining to an issue to really look at it holistically instead of just trying to look at it from one perspective and being able to, you know, rationalize and figure out what's the best decision for Marion County moving forward based on all angles and all data points.
I know you've been following the Board of Supervisors. What do you think that they're doing that you can either A, improve on, or B, just keep going from what they've done right?
You know, I've been impressed with our county supervisors over the years. They really care a lot about our county. I think they've done a pretty good job looking at things from multiple angles. They've been fiscally responsible for the most part. I think that's an area that maybe I can speak into a little bit, is trying to be a little bit maybe more conservative when that's necessary, but also helping to support programs that need support and need to continue. So, you know, I hate to see the county home close. I know economically that was a wise decision, but at the same time, we've got a need there in our county to support people that need facilities like that. And so I guess that's one area that I would like to maybe help provide a little bit of support and helping us pull all the stakeholders together, see what our community can do, what Pella, Knoxville, Pleasantville, Twin Cedars area, you know, all those communities can do to help provide a resource like the county home, but maybe even bigger and better than what it was.
I know you talked about providing support for the rural members of Marion County. Is there anything specific that you mean by that?
Well, obviously the roads are a huge issue when it comes to getting our grain from the field to the market. We've got to have highways and roads that are in excellent shape, and our road crew works very, very hard to do that. And I just want to continue to help to support a lot of the initiatives that they have moving forward. I know that there's been a push for infrastructure to be developed. We have yet to see how counties are going to benefit from that infrastructure bill that's being proposed up at the federal level. But there's things locally that we can do with the funding that we have available to help continue to develop our road infrastructure. And, you know, just looking at ways to help support agriculture in other ways, like attracting grain processing facilities into our county. We don't have much for grain processing in Marion County, so all of our farmers have to drive to other counties to deliver their grain. So I think that would be one thing that, as a county supervisor, we could look at what are some ways that we could make Marion County look more attractive for grain processing facilities.
All right, give me one more final sales pitch on why you think people should vote for you for Board of Supervisors.
I think that one thing that I bring to our county is, just like I said before, a ton of relationships, the ability to network, the ability to gather data and make decisions based on what's best from a lot of different perspectives.
Thanks to Mike Motes for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.